And but when he came to Kenya, he found me the way I do in Africa, because that's how we do it there. Open your spirit, because I'm going to bring forth the word of God. Today and tomorrow, and the day after, and up to Wednesday. I'll be talking about the ability of God and how much we can receive from Him. And I believe by the time we finish up with the revival, God will have performed many, many miracles here. I want you to believe that this is your season. I want you to believe this is your time. Before I preach, much greetings from Kenya. And even in your country, I was in Burundi in August, and I told them I'm coming. They say, hello to you. So Africa is saying hello to you. Amen. I am a man who believes in the power of God. I believe in the word of God accompanied by great power of God. You know, we can preach the word. And we can speak the word. But that word needs to be affirmed by substantive action. Inaonekana. Amen. So I want to say this. The word that I'm going to bring forth first, I want to show you of who God is. And I know you know Him. But I want to remind you. The God that we serve has unlimited power. He has immense power and ability. And no one can be able to comprehend the power of the God that we believe in. There are so many gods that are being worshipped on the planet Earth. But let me tell you, the God that we worship, the God that we believe in, has unlimited power. He has immense power to do that which no man can understand. So as I bring the word of God, the word of God is equivalent to His word. Is equivalent to Him. God and His word is the same. And that is why John chapter 1 and verse, lift it up. There is no problem. We are in the house. Lift it up. Whoever is in the technical team, lift it up. Amen. This is revival. Amen. Amen. Thank you. I am saying this. The God that we believe in has power to do extremity. He is able to do what no man can understand. In the Bible, there are several verses. And I want us to go slowly so that we can understand it. These verses, they ask a question. No, mistari inauliza. Several questions. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? there are two scriptures that ask that question. Jeremiah 32. The Bible says, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. This is God speaking through the prophet. Through the prophet Isaiah, he asked a question. He says, or he asked this question, is there anything too hard for me? I always see wrestling here in America. And I see people doing like this. Come on. They are, you know, they come like they want to show how strong they are. And I'm trying to think God asking this question. Is there anything too hard for me? Oh, I'm asking you. You know, it's now look at me and see me echoing as God is doing it. Is there anything too hard for me? In wrestling, I see somebody saying like this, but when they go to the ring, he is knocked down. But that is not with God. That is not with God. When God asks a question, is there anything too hard for me? He knows what he is asking. He knows his mighty power. He knows his ability. He knows his strength. And I want to declare today, I am here to echo the words of God. He says, is there anything too hard for me? I have an answer. Amen. And I'm going to give you the same answer in the same scripture. The Bible gives the answer to that. Then we see in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. The question asked, the Lord asked again another question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. You know, let's think about this. These are questions God is asking. I want us to go through and see the answers of these questions. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible says, for with God, now the answers are coming. The answers are coming to the question. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Oh, underline the word, nothing. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Oh, hallelujah. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now you can see the God talking. Hallelujah. Asking a question. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? He answers the same question. For with God, the Almighty God, the Supreme God, the Great I Am, the Creator of heavens and the earth, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I am speaking to people of God today. You are God. To your God, nothing shall be impossible. to your God, nothing shall be too difficult for you. I decree and I declare your situation is nothing to God. Your circumstance is nothing to God. Your disease is nothing to God. Oh, hallelujah. Your bondage is nothing to God. Your burden is nothing to God. Your infirmity is nothing to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I am here to bring to light that the God I have come to study for has power. Has power to overturn every circumstance in your life. Has power to bring divine healing in your life. Has power to elevate you to the highest level. He is the God we believe in. He is the God we believe in. The God of impossibility. Listen. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Yeah, sawa. Good. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. The Bible asks, hallelujah, You know what is a good way? It's a good way to start the verse. Lord God, and there is an exclamation mark. Lord God, behold, you made heavens and the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. You, Lord God, you behold, you made heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched hand or outstretched arm. God has an arm. Oh, my goodness. Amen. An outstretched arm. By his great power and his outstretched arm, he created heavens and the earth. When you get out, look up. The blue thing you see is not where heaven is. That is the far your eyes can see. God created the universe. He created the earth. He hold the earth and heavens together by his mighty power. He is God. Three quarters of the world has water. Three quarter of the world has water. Tatu kwa ine ya ulimwengu iko maji peke. Amen. And a quarter of the world is the dry land. Moja juu ya ine.
Robo.
Yeah. Inchi kafu. Amen. Give him a hand. He is doing a good job. In Burundi, they don't speak very good Kiswahili. They speak Kirundi. So he is doing very well. Amen. Let me say this. It is the power of God that holds the oceans. Is the power of God that owns the seas.
Yeah.
and the great waters from overwhelming us. It is that power. And I'm talking about the power of God that holds the heavens together, that holds the earth together. And have you ever known, and I know you know, that God takes care of every living creature on the planet Earth? It is His mighty power that is able to do this. You know, I'm talking these things and I know you know them, but I want to remind you again. Because it is until you know, you understand this, that's when you will be able to make applicable the same power to work in your life and to deal with every situation, to deal with every circumstance. Then he finishes with that word. There is nothing. He repeated again. The prophet repeated again. There is nothing too hard for you. I decree and I declare into your family, nothing shall be too hard for God. In your life, nothing shall be too hard for the Lord. I am here to tell you that your diseases, those diseases that you have been told by doctors, nothing to God. You'll be healed. Start believing that you'll be healed. As I speak this word, start believing. Because you're going to receive your healing. You're going to receive your deliverance. Ukobos. Mark 10, verse 27. The Bible says, Jesus looked unto them and said, Yesu akaangalia akasema, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. You see, the Old Testament and the New Testament is collaborating. Because it is the word of God. Mark says this. Jeremiah says this. Because it is the same God. With God, it shall be impossible with men. But with God, all things are possible. I declare now, your doctor has told you it is impossible. You have been given days. You have been given months. I want to declare today, that is a man saying so. If you believe in a God of impossibility, you will see the power of God in operation in your life. And the power of God will negate what man has said. When he came in Kenya, we had doctors doing their work in their rooms. And me and him, we were in the tent. We were talking about Dr. Jesus. And the doctors were doing their work there, and we were all one. We were all working one for one goal, healing. And Brother Ali will agree with that. There was a lot of noise outside when they are doing the work inside. Because Dr. Jesus was also dealing with the people who had powers and principalities and forces of darkness that had held them. And many people got healed. Diseases, sicknesses, Demons left. Because with God, all things are possible. And people saw the power of God. My brothers and my sisters, we must get out of being just, we know the word, but we don't apply the word. The word of God must be brought into application. God said, let there be. And there was. The same God is able to do it today. And Job says, in Job 42, verse 2, Ayubu. I know that you can do everything. I like Job. Amen. You know, he says very well, I know. Amen. He said, I know you can do everything. You see, when you know and you are in good fellowship with a God who can do everything, you need not worry of anything. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you know, the problem is we do not know. You know, Job knew. And that's why he said, I know. I know. When you hear somebody says, I know, I know. When I say, I know Pastor Jimmy, I know him. If I meet several people who look like Jimmy in the airport, I will not go to that person. I will go to Jimmy because I know him. When you hear him say, I know that you know, that you can do everything. He knows he can do. This is my prayer today. That all of us will come into the knowledge of knowing that God can do everything. Ooh, hallelujah. We have to come to that level. To know that God is able to do everything. That means God is able to heal your disease. Amen. Amen. Watu wa Afrika, semeni amen. Watu wa Afrika, semeni amen. Unanyamaza aje hapa wakati nahubiri. Toeni kelele. Come on. Oh, I'm talking, okay, I'm talking to these people. They know what I'm talking about. They need to affirm what I'm talking about because in Africa it happens. Amen. I am here to declare today that I will walk with Job because, and I want all of us to be like in the class of Job. I know that you can do everything. And the Bible finishes and says, and no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. When God purposed to do something in this church, nobody, and I mean nobody, who will stop it? It will be unstoppable. Because the supreme power have said, the great God have said it. When God says he will do something in your life, it will be unstoppable. hatizazuilika. Amen. God will do it. God will fulfill that purpose. It's the desire of God for you and me to be blessed. The papa, God has no other business in heaven. He does not have a mall in heaven. He doesn't have a mall. You are his business. You are his business. And he has got good purpose for you. He has good plans for you and me. And whatever he has said will happen in our life, it will happen. Amen. Amen. I repeat again, amen. I can't hear you. Amen. When God says it is going to happen in your life, it is going to happen. When we went to Burundi, there was one woman. That woman had a big problem. She had not been able to see to undergo the menstrual period for about 5 years. The witch doctors had held. those are people are bad. They can do anything. And the woman came for prayers. And she talked about it. And we said, we represent a great God. And this God is able to do right now. We called him the God of impossibility. Do you know, immediately came out. Yeah, immediately. And she had to be taken away from the pulpit. Because God is able to do what man cannot do. I am here to tell you, he knows. When we were in the mission field, wakati ulikuwa Kenya mission, you remember that girl who could not talk? Yeah, you remember her. Everybody, you forgot? The girl was brought, she could not talk. The enemy had held her core. But when we prayed and called upon God, the demon left. And the girl started singing and rejoicing. And everybody, woo, this is God. It is a God who is able. He is able to do it. I am here to tell you this season, your situation is not desperate. Your situation is not desperate. Amen. There is a God who is able to deal with that situation right at this season. Amen. Amen. When I was last time I was here, I went to Somerset. And on a Wednesday fellowship, One woman who had cancer, she believed that when we pray for her, she will get healed. And that evening, the woman received the healing. Today, she is healed. After I come from here, I will go to Somerset to celebrate what God of impossibility can do. I am here to declare today that your situation is not desperate. You are going to get it right here. You're going to receive your healing right here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that all of us will embrace the God of impossibility. All of us will walk with God. This year, you know, I didn't share with you. Larry, I didn't share with you this. I'm giving you this testimony. This year, okay, 2012, I prayed for somebody and he raised from the dead. This year, in March, before you came, I prayed for another lady and she raised from the dead. This match. You know, to me now, even sometimes I forget to share those testimonies because to me, God is able to do it. Yeah. So listen what happened. This lady was a pastor's lady. And she was in Hong Kong. And she was sick. High blood pressure. And one man from Missouri called me in Kenya. He told me there is one woman in Hong Kong who is so sick. And I believe when you pray for him, God will heal that lady. I told him, okay, give me the number. We will call her. Oh, no, I told her, give her the number because I want her faith. Give her my number. And let her call me in Kenya. And she called me in Kenya. I told her, listen, she's called Abigail. Abigail, I want you to believe you are going to be healed. And I prayed her through the phone. And she told me, I feel a little bit better. After a week or so, she came to Kenya. And she went back to her house because she had a house in the city. And in that house, we had the landlord and we had the caretaker. The landlord, the caretaker. And that lady, when she came, she was not, although she said she felt a little bit better, she was not very good. So she came, and I went to see her, and I prayed with her again, and I told her, you are going to be healed, and I believe that you are going to be healed in Jesus' name. She believed. She was not born again. But I told her, because the brother in Missouri believes you can be healed, I'm going to pray for you. Hakupona. Amen. Hakupona. You know what happened? After I left, it was on a Friday. On Saturday, the lady entered into her house and locked the house. On Saturday, she never woke up. On Sunday, she never woke up. On Monday, she never woke up. And the caretaker was nervous. And because I had known the caretaker, I had given the caretaker my number. The caretaker called me. This lady, from the time she went into her house on Saturday, she has not come back. She has not gone out of the room. I don't know what happened. Oh, we have tried even to knock the doors. We have tried to open the windows. We can't see because she had another inner room. So they could see the sitting room, the living room, but they could not see the bedroom. So this was a police case now. The landlord came and he said, no, this one, we have to go to the police. And I was also called. We went to the police. We came, we picked two police, and I carried them with my car. We went there. I knew God is going to do something here. It doesn't matter what, well, even if it is 3 days. If they called me from Missouri, something must happen. So, we went there. The police blocked the widow. And one police, I was about to get in. The one police told me, no, don't get in. This could be a case. Don't go beyond there. So the police went in together with the landlord. And they went to the room. And they looked at the lady. And so this lady is gone. They came, both of them, the police and the landlord. She's gone. The policeman who was with me outside told me, you know, I'm standing on behalf of the pastor, the father of the son. I need to go and confirm that. Oh, he said, okay, Bishop, you just go. And so we went, me and the two police, we went there. They removed the blanket, and I, for sure, she looks gone. Within me, I felt this is not a case. As they were trying to take to lift up, I God gave me an insight, and I looked somewhere here. I saw a small something happening like this. I told the police, this lady is not dead. She is not dead. And he told me, how do you know she's not dead? I can see she's not dead. He told me, okay. Bishop, pray. Bishop, pray. Oh, John 14, verse 12. It's my scripture. Most assuredly I say unto you that the police were just seated, standing there. In the name of Jesus, your word says, most assuredly I say unto you, the things that I do, you will do. And greater things than things you will do. Because you can do all things. In Jesus' name, come out in the name of Jesus. Okay, she never showed up immediately. But I knew my prayer has been heard. No, the police said, no. Now what we do, we need to take this lady to the hospital. I said very quickly, okay, if that is your faith. But me, I know God has done it. We took the lady. We went to Kikuyu, allowed Kikuyu, and I took the lady there. And the doctor looked at it and said, oh, yeah, I think something is happening. Something is good. They put some water, and within that minute, the woman was back. The woman was back. And I waited for her. And I went with her in our house. And today she is good. Today she is good. If you look at her, you cannot say she died. She almost. Okay, I will not say she almost died. Maybe she was dead. I didn't confirm. But one thing I know, God did it. Within a lifespan of a very short time, that woman came back to life. I want to declare and decree today, your situation is not desperate. If you are here and you are able to come to church tonight and this evening and this morning, that is the situation that you are in now. Woo! Oh, I forgot, eh? God is going to heal you. God is going to set you free. In the name of Jesus. You know, we have limited time. But one thing I know is that this week, if I were you, I would suspend some few things to be in the meetings here. Because I am going to pray for people here. People are going to receive breakthroughs here in the name of Jesus. I know you have prayed for 21 days. That's good. You are well prepared to receive also. But I want to decree and declare to you today, the God I have spoken about today is a God of impossibility. God is going to do it for your life. Are you sick in your body right now? Even as I speak, start believing that God. That God of impossibility is able to heal you where you are now. God is able to resuscitate you. He did it to that woman, Abigail. He can do it in your life today. Because he is a faithful God. He is a loving God. Let's give Jesus an applause of that. He is God. You know, we are talking about a God who is able to do. It is not a God who will attempt to do. It is a God who will do. God wants us to go to that level of believing. You just believe in that God. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, that's why I wanted to lay a background. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When your faith has been lifted up, now you can take an opportunity and believe for your miracle, and there you are. You get it. Amen. Are you there? You say, you know, sometimes people just wait for songs. Sometimes, you know what? Even when Jesus was speaking, I don't say songs are bad. But you know, there are people who get healed even when the word of God is going forth. I want you to, every time the word of God is spoken, you grasp that word, you believe that word, and even before anybody lays hand on you, that word is God, is able to heal you. Are you there and you are sick? Are you there and you feel you want God to do something great in your life? That God is able to do it. I'm going to pray for you after some time. But I want us to pray one prayer of faith. Lift up your hands before the Lord as you're seated. Well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord. I make a declaration and I have spoken your word. And your word is equivalent to you. Your word has power to bring total transformation and change in our life. You are a God of impossibility. Your people have lifted up their hands. There could be situations and circumstances that has been holding them, and they have reached a state of desperation. Today, in the name of Jesus, as I speak, God, I pray that God, you flow in that life, flow in that body, flow in that life. I rise against powers, I rise against principalities and forces of darkness that has held your people. I pray in the name of Jesus that God, you move by your power. Move by your spirit. Those who are sick in their body, I release the word of healing upon their life right now. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. I rebuke the spirit of disease. I decree and I declare divine healing upon the life of your people in the name of Jesus. Rekoroborianda. Rikopori kantarabo sekerera laboseka. Rinololobo shenderebe kandara laboseka. Lord, I pray that the power that raised Lazarus from the dead, the same power is in operation in our time and in our dispensation. I pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let your people reach out. Let your people reach out to your word. You who is a God who knows nothing impossible. I decree and I declare now, now in the name of Jesus, every disease, meltdown, die a natural death. Father, as I speak right now, I decree and I declare every chronic diseases. It doesn't matter what the doctors have said right now. We decree and declare that that disease must submit to the power and authority of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you because your people are believing. Your people are believing. Your people are believing. Your people are believing. Lord, in those situations, in those circumstances that seem to be too difficult, I decree and I declare those situations must melt down in the name of Jesus. And the power of God will take preeminence in their life, will take control in their life. Lord, I thank you. I honor you, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. And everybody say amen. I'm going to pray. That was common prayer. We are going to pray for people here. Amen. After this, those who want to leave, they will leave at their own pressure. Those who want to be left here, they want to receive their miracles. We are here. By the way, I'm here to stay for some time. So we are going to make prayers here. Amen. Come here, my brother.
Amen. What a great word. Amen. We're going to receive an offering real quick if the ushers would get ready.